This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Insecure people, the haters, the losers, they put people down in order to build themselves up. Every now and then, not often, I see a comment. It's usually a fat fuck, a loser, that has something to say about my life, my journey, my opinions, my thoughts. I go to their profile, I evaluate their life, and they're broke. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near them. I wouldn't want to have any sort of traits that they inhibit. I wouldn't want any part of their life. So why would I listen to them? Imagine being so pressed at what another person is doing that you spend time commenting on the internet as if it's going to change. Parlo italiano, falo portugués, hablo español. I speak multiple languages. I've been to 60 countries. I have a 9-figure business. And you think your opinion, your comment matters? Motherfucker, listen. If your mama isn't retired, if your daddy's broke, if your bank account is empty, what the fuck are you doing talking and worrying about what another person is doing on the internet? Shame on you. Do better. Be better, because your opinion affects me none at all. Your thoughts about me, your projections and insecurity about what other people have accomplished or done has no impact on my future. And what I've come to realize is that hate never comes from the top. It always comes from the bottom, usually from the little trolls living under the bridge. And what I've determined in my life is that if you don't put money in my bank, if you aren't going to be at my deathbed, if you aren't elevating me consistently and constantly, then your opinion is worthless and useless. If you have no money, if your health is terrible, if your mama isn't retired, and if your daddy isn't taken care of, shame on you. Especially if you're wasting time on the internet talking about other people who don't even know you exist. Instead of getting pressed, instead of getting jealous, and instead of projecting your insecurities and your bullshit on another person through internet forums, look at yourself in the mirror and ask, how can I change? How can I become better? How can I stop fucking wasting my time and my life? And how can I be proactive towards a better, more fruitful endeavor? My life is set. I come from the trenches. I come from Argentina. $200 in a motherfucking suitcase. Pressure wash basketball courts, clean toilets, flip motherfucking wings, toss them there behind the kitchen, worked in a dish pit, all the way to building a multi-million dollar business. And none of it was done by listening to motherfucking haters and losers on the internet. And to my lovers, to my fans, to the people that follow me, remember one thing. On the way to success, on the path to the top, you're going to have these little pebbles, these little minuscule worms in the way that will have something to say. But it doesn't matter. Their opinion is obsolete. Their opinion is irrelevant. On the way to success, the hate is inevitable. But let the losers do their thing. We continue winning.